What's up, everybody? Welcome back to the podcast. So glad to have you here. If you're listening to this on the day it comes out, it's Thursday. So if that is today, happy Thursday to you. I just got back from filming with my cousin Larry, Gary and Larry's Edible Adventures. We're filming at BurgerFi today, and it was fun. Yeah, we had a good time, and the BurgerFi, that's a strong offering, man. I don't know how many different cities they're in, but if you have one near you, I definitely recommend it. And I just like the whole, like, we wanted to film inside the restaurant because we loved the decor, the cool, like, lights and whatnot. Like, it just had this really cool look about it. But we ultimately ended up going with outside because the inside, they had these speakers, like big speakers, playing music very loudly and weighing about them copyright strikes. And I know that there was some stuff outside too, some speakers, but I think we were in an area where it should be, for the most part, obstructed. So I'm hoping that it won't be a problem. And that's kind of the issue when you're doing a channel like ours, where it's kind of like, you know, run and gun, and you don't have all this time to set up sets and, you know, nail the lighting, nail the audio. I mean, we have the equipment to make it sound better than if we just pulled out our phone, for instance, but there's very much a gritty kind of raw aspect about our videos. Even though if you watch them, most of you probably wouldn't pick it up if you don't, you know, do like, if you don't make videos and things like that, it's probably stuff that most people don't pick up on. And I think that's probably one of my biggest hangups, is that, you know, I want so much for these videos to look the best they can, to sound the best they can. And in reality, most people do not give a shit. Like, they do not care one iota of how it looks or sounds. I mean, obviously you don't want it to sound awful, because then people will turn out or tune out, and you don't want it to look, you know, really garbagey, because then people can't see what you're doing, and then they'll also tune out on that as well. But it's a balance, man. It's a real balance to try to get it together, to really figure it out. And I think my problem is that I watch so much, you know, like camera filmmaking YouTube, and that really gets in my head about like making sure that it's, you know, making sure that it's probably as, you know, as good as it can be, and just knowing that it won't always end up that way. So that's the whole thing. Yeah, that's the whole part of it. But all in all, I think it's fine. I obviously haven't edited it yet. I just got home from the making of it. So in that regard, I won't know probably for another week, like how it actually turned out, but I think it was fine. And then we were taking thumbnails, and one of the ladies that worked there found us a couple blocks away. We were doing some static like thumbnail shots, and this lady came up and was like, "Yo, you know, were you guys like YouTubers and stuff?" And I think I talked about this maybe in the last episode about how cool that is when people, like, when they find out what you're doing, they're, you know, most of them, if not almost all of them, are cool with it. Like, they don't, you know, like, they don't raise a, you know, they don't raise a fuss, or they don't, you know, get an attitude or whatever. Like, they're usually like, "Oh, wow, that's like really, really cool." So it's that whole thing with YouTube and whatnot. But yeah, so we were taking some thumbnail shots. This is something we've not done yet, and I want to try to do more of it, because more often than not, I mean, look, the thumbnail is super, super important. And I've talked about how I've done some myself here at the house, but it's so much better if you have somebody else there with you, because they can make sure that, you know, you're in focus. Because there was some that I took where they're just not in focus. And now that I had Larry with me, he was able to make sure, like, "Hey, yeah, they are in focus." And now, for the first time in a while, or first time ever, really, I finally have some stuff of him. So now I'm able to replicate some of the stuff that I've done with myself as far as different static thumbnail photos, and have some of him, so that if we don't, you know, usually we will try to get like a solid shot from the video, but it doesn't always work that way. You know what I mean? So sometimes you just need that really clutch shot of, you know, just like a static, you know, pointing at whatever or looking happy or shocked or whatever. And then you just make sure that whatever else is in that thumbnail, whatever you're pointing to or whatever reacting to, that it's thebomb.com. Like it's as good as it can be. And if you can do that, then you'll be fine and everything will be golden. So that's the goal. That's what we're looking to do. So we took some of those today just to have some in our little library of, you know, static kind of photos that we can put on various backgrounds and thumbnails and whatnot. And yeah, I am very, very pleased with how all that turned out. I filmed a video yesterday of Burger King, the Sha-King. And this was confession time. This was really difficult after I edited it because I was like, wow, I really went like hard on them because the sandwich was not good. And this was like one of the first times where I went somewhere. I had a thought in my mind like, well, you know, it'll probably be decent and I'll talk about how it's good, but maybe it's not as good as these other places and things of that. When you eat it at many places like different fast food like we eat on this channel, you kind of have an idea of like what you're kind of getting yourself into. There's not a ton of surprises and you're more or less just making these videos to show people like, hey, this is what's out there in the world. This is what you can find. And I tried this chicken sandwich and it was pretty bad and I did not mince my words. I felt almost guilty to a fault about it because I don't want to make the channel, you know, some kind of negative space. I mean, look, angry, negative, you know, things like that will get people to click. Don't get me wrong. But I don't want it to be the, you know, the central focus. So I had a whole idea for a thumbnail and a title and I nixed that. And instead I kind of left it up for the viewer to click on it and find out, which is probably what most of these like diehard YouTuber coach people would probably tell you, no, like post, you know, tell people it sucked in the thumbnail, tell them it sucked in the title because they'll click and they'll want to watch you rant and all that stuff. And I get all that, but I just decided against it. I decided that ultimately it was a bad idea. And just in general, like if I don't like something, like, I don't think I was like unfairly criticizing it or whatever. I think that everything I said was fair, but maybe it came across as harsh. And, you know, as a result, I do feel a little bit of guilt behind that. But honestly, a company like that, that has the millions of dollars that they have, I think they can do better. And I know that to a certain degree, it's kind of out of their hands because, you know, with franchising and food standards and all that stuff, like, I get it. It's not lost on me. But at the same time, I'm like, man, if you're gonna come out with a sandwich like that in the time that we're in right now with all these chicken sandwiches that are just amazing and even chicken tenders and whatnot, I just thought it was not up to par. So those are the two videos that I worked on this week. And other than that, I mean, it's been pretty good. And, you know, the week as a whole has been pretty darn good. I had low tire pressure yesterday and I overfilled the air like an idiot. Yeah, I won't do that again. So that was kind of fun. It's kind of like slightly giving me a little bit of anxiety at first. And then, you know, once I realized, okay, I got this figured out, I consulted with a few people at work who kind of know what they're doing with it and whatnot. And that was a lot easier to get that squared away. So we got that fixed up and, yeah, two videos out, done, ready to go. For those of you listening on the podcast, the 7-Eleven one just came out. So if you want to hear more about that, you can go back to last week's show and hear me speak on that. But other than that, like I said, it's been a good week. Spend some time reflecting, kind of figuring out the next move, the next steps. And, I don't know what those are yet, but I mean, I have ideas in my head, but once I figure it out, hopefully we'll get all that together and put it together and we'll talk about it. And until then, I think I'm going to head on out of here. So I appreciate you guys checking out the pod once again. And by the way, if this is your first time here, thank you for checking it out. It's a personal journal. Share about my journey as a YouTube creator and life in general and all that stuff. And if you've been here long enough, you already know. Thank you. Appreciate you guys. And catch you on the next podcast. Until then, see ya.